The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
So, the Giants have a coach, and turns out it's not Matt Rhule, who winds up coaching somewhere else. And a lot of other stuff to get to. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on The Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Berry Bart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates975. Can text the show, 713-780-3776. Can also watch us on Twitch. But as far as the latter two are concerned, not going to be able to comment on those, at least for the first segment. So, yeah, I don't know what happened. I got here and I don't have my laptop.
What a dodo.
Which makes no sense because, you know, when I'm at home, when I'm working from home, sometimes like I'll put the laptop in the cushion of my lounger, right? So the dog doesn't mess with it. And I have the charge cord on it. So before I leave, I always take unplug the charge cord, which I have sitting right here.
Yeah, and ready to charge.
Pull the laptop out, stick it into my bag. And I get here, no laptop, and I have the charge cord. So I don't know what the hell happened. I know I got it. It's what happens when I'm not drinking for a couple days.
So if we can't locate it, are you going to send an intern to your house to retrieve it, or are we just going to?
That would be a bad idea because the old dog would probably, you know, she's pretty defensive.
Oh, okay.
So if she doesn't know who it is, they're getting beheaded.
Mm. What if you just like send a note with them?
Or like my, maybe I'll send my hoodie so she can smell it. Yeah, she'd probably smell it and then eat them.
Think you stole that hoodie.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe it fell out in the vehicle while I was driving over. So I'm going to go check at the break.
Okay.
Maybe it just slid out of there because I had, the thing might have been open. I don't know.
You should be able to find it on your iPhone.
That's true. But I think it's in the car. I'm going to check that first. If it's not, then I'll do the find it on my iPhone. But there's no place it could be except sitting at home. Or here. Or the vehicle. You had a good idea to look in my office because I did go into my office, but then I didn't actually open my laptop there. I just talked to Josh about sports map stuff. Which, by the way, there's a ton of stuff on sports map today, including a video from AJ and friends.
Oh, yes.
That you guys need to go check it out. But, yeah, it's just, it's weird, man.
Yeah.
I never just forget it. So something had to happen. It had to slide. The last time this happened, it had fallen out in the back in the trunk of my car. So that's what I'm hoping is that it fell out in the trunk of
You should get a bag that zips.
Well, I usually zip it. That's the thing. And
like you would have had to leave your sleeve unzipped.
Well, and the sleeve is zipped. Now, if I'm in a real hurry, sometimes I don't put it in the sleeve.
Gotcha.
And I was in a little bit of a hurry today.
Why were you in a hurry?
Because I had to run by the bank because
what did you do? Spend too much time watching TV and then
No. I had to go to the bank before I came here because there was a lot of money missing out of my account today for some reason.
Your laptop's missing. A pile of money's missing. Maybe your wife left you.
That's okay. That'd be a positive. No.
I mean, if it costs you a laptop and a pile of money, sometimes you do what you got to do.
Yeah. No, weird. I was sitting around working on some sports map stuff, and I got the email that my account had reached $0. I'm like, how the hell did that happen?
Oh, boy.
That is impossible. And I went in there, there's a bunch of charges from Singapore and stuff, so I had to go to the bank and sort that out, which sorted out and I'll have all my money back by tomorrow. But somebody got in there. So yeah, I hadn't been not off to the greatest start here. But that's all right.
Not great.
It's early yet, as we say. But I can do the find my laptop on here, can I?
You should be able to.
I've never actually done it on the phone. I've had to find my phone many times.
Right. Did you use your laptop for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, my wife and I are the one. If something's lost, we just find it for each other. So
yeah, that makes sense. What else is going on, man?
Well, sports and stuff, and all anybody wants to talk about is more cheating in baseball.
I saw that.
And I don't know about you. I'm not a I'm not much of a pearl clutcher when it comes to cheating in baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said many times, no one should be allowed in the Hall of Fame until Bonds and Clemens are in there. But obviously what's happening here with this thing and Alex Cora's ties to it now, I think the MLB is going to kind of come down hard on these guys. And my guess is whatever Alex Cora gets, I mean, you can guess AJ Hinch is probably in the same boat. Now, the concern then becomes, is everybody going to be suspended? Like, are they going to keep finding out more and more?
We talked about this when it happened. Does that mean Carlos Beltran is part of this now?
Probably
should
be. Does
he get suspended from the Mets? My favorite thing was Dodger fan. Oh, of course they cheated in 2017. Of course they cheated in 2018. The Dodgers got screwed twice.
Well,
didn't the Yankees get caught in some kind of sign thing in 2017 too? If I'm not mistaken, so. I think they got fined also.
Everybody's had their chances, but I do think that that Major League Baseball is going to try to crack down on this. So I don't know what the result will be, but I would imagine it's not great.
Well, I think it goes back. There'll be some suspensions. There'll be some fines. That'll be about it. And that's all it should be. You know, if you want to crack down on it, crack down on it. That's great. But it's obvious that I don't want to say everybody's doing it, but the teams that win are getting caught. So nobody's going to care if it's the Reds, right? Or the White Sox.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that it's been going on, and it doesn't surprise me that there's more allegations and that it involves other teams. And they should be punished. I mean, I don't know what's fair punishment. I think somewhere in between murder and a traffic ticket is probably fair.
Yeah, somewhere. Well, murder and jaywalking.
I would say, in my mind, fines and suspensions. And if that means AJ Hinch for 50 games and Cora for 50 games and Jeff Luno for 50 games, okay. I don't know how you can really suspend a GM other than he doesn't get paid, because he's still talking to people. Hey, you need to go make this trade. And really, I'm sure AJ Hinch is talking to people every day too. It's just he's not in the dugout.
The other thing they could do is what they did with the Cardinals, and it's draft pick punishment. Maybe you don't get suspended, but you're fined and you lose a draft pick or multiple draft picks. Who knows?
Yeah, I wouldn't have necessarily a problem with that either. Just, get everybody fairly. Now, in the Astros, from some of the things I've been reading, they're also going to get hit a little bit for the GM thing, that's going to be part of their punishment. I heard that from a fairly reliable person.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe they get a worse punishment than Boston does, but
right.
So, yeah, it's hard for me to get too worked up over it, because it's not even the steroid scandal, really. And I'm not pro steroid, but I'm not anti steroid guys,
right?
So, I don't know. Maybe I am pro steroid. I missed it when guys were banging 50 homers. Brady Anderson.
It was more fun, certainly.
Richard Hidalgo's hitting 48 home runs. I miss those days.
Yeah.
That was fun. But, and now those guys, their peckers don't work. But that's their problem.
Oh, yeah, who cares?
They got paid. You got money, you don't need a pecker. That's
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, well, it's all it's all part of the price you pay.
Yeah.
So, we have some coaching hires.
We do, and I heard a lot of shows talking about it today, and I've got my thoughts on some of these hirings. I mean, obviously, I think the Panthers are the big winners here. I think Matt Rhule's a great coach. I think it's a good deal for them.
And I think he translates to the NFL.
I do, too. I think the Giants, if he really called and gave the Giants a chance to match, like, he was hesitant to go with the Panthers. was like, hey, I got to do right by these guys. Let me see if they want to match it. And they say no.
Well, and it's funny to me that the whole story came out. Oh, no, we had decided on Jacobs the night before.
Right.
Well, no, you hadn't.
And if they're hiring, you know, Andrew Aaron Judge's brother, then this is I don't know that he even knows how to coach.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know if the guy's going to work out, but I'll just say odds are it's a really dumb hire.
Chances are good, but the guy has worked with the best. I mean, he's got 2 national championship rings from Alabama. He's got 3 Super Bowl rings from the Patriots. The guy he's been around winners. But what I've been hearing a lot is why him and not these other guys. And I talked about it on Twitter a little bit today, and I'll talk about it more on the other side. But I think the NFL kind of has a problem with how the hiring process works, because you're almost forcing teams into giving subpar guys jobs. That's a radio tease.
Yeah, okay. And I'll just say that hiring special teams coaches never works.
Yep.
Hiring Patriots guys never works. So now you're going to combine those two. And I was texting with back and forth with Holly today about that hire. And it's like, you know what? One of these days, somebody's going to be right about a Belichick guy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is the one. Because they're due, right? They can't all suck. Hey, guys, I have to tell you about Dr. Linville and getting your hair back. And you heard me talk about this. I got it done back in July. And, man, my hair has really grown out nice. And, in fact, I'm going to see him tomorrow to get a little follow-up visit and get a chance to see what else he might be able to do for me. Because Dr. Linville, he wants to help guys, especially if you're losing your hair. And especially if you're younger and you're losing your hair, now's the time to do it. Don't wait till you're old like me, because they had to do a lot of work on me to get it to work. But it's real simple. It's called the neograft procedure. They take the hairs off the back of your head, and they basically place them elsewhere, wherever you're balding. So it's your own hair, and it grows out great. And the great thing about Dr. Linville, he knows all about it because he had it done himself. His hair looks fantastic. And there's all kinds of ways they can do it. If you're embarrassed about it, they can do it to where people aren't going to notice. Just go and talk to him. Go to 975hair.com, get your consultation, and just talk to Dr. Linville. And you'll find out how much that he can do for you. 975hair.com, get your hair back.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I'm going to be up to a 10 by the end of the show. It's like a 5 now. Because I also had to stop by the bank, and I was parked there, and I'm thinking, well, did I lock the... Of course I locked the vehicle. And then I always stuff it under the seat, so
right.
I'm really paranoid about locking the damn vehicle. And then who would not take the whole backpack?
That's a good question.
Yeah, so I'm not as nervous about it. And, of course, the wife won't get home until 6 or 6:30, so I won't know if it's there until then. And it takes forever to load stuff on here because I wanted to get to the snap counts for the Texans from Sunday. Because one question you asked was, how many snap counts did Tywan Jones actually have?
Yeah.
Well, that one I remember. I can't get it to load now. That's the other thing that's going to suck. He had two plays on offense.
That's about right.
Yeah. And did you see your buddy Sam Ellinger is going to return to the University of Texas?
Well, there's a duh kind of thing.
What, you didn't think he was going in the top three of the draft?
I don't think he was going to go top three. The problem is, I understand why he would explore it, because Texas had, they didn't have a lot going for them this year. What they did have were 2 pretty solid wide receivers, Devin Duvernay and Colin Johnson, who are going to be gone. So I could see Sam sitting back going, oh man, it's going to be tough again next year. You know, maybe I should check and see if I've got any kind of stock right now, in which he doesn't. So, yeah, I admire him trying, but yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think once you drop off from the big dogs, then, you know, maybe there's a chance somebody would take a late round flyer. But
right.
I think he can improve it. Well, I don't know if he's going to be able to improve his stock, but I think he can improve his stock because I don't think his stock was going to be all that great. But, you know, hey, that's a win for them.
Yeah.
Get that guy back. Now, see, here's the problem is our Wi-Fi here really blows.
Yeah, it's not great.
So I have to turn my Wi-Fi off on the phone now so that I can actually call stuff up. This is too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you get for being irresponsible, Fred.
Well, I mean, never again am I going to stop drinking for a couple of days. It's just the worst thing.
I think that's probably the move.
USA Today did a piece today. And, before I set these up, I really should try to call them up, make sure they'll come up on my phone. Speculating on what would be the best team for the New England Patriots next year. I mean, for Tom Brady, besides the Patriots next year, since he's going to be a free agent. And they came up with a really interesting idea. So I'll just ask you, if you thought, hey, what would be a good fit if Brady leaves for him to go to a team that's kind of ready-made that maybe... Because like they talk about the Chargers. Is he really an upgrade over Phillip Rivers at this stage?
That's the million-dollar question. I don't know. I mean, Phillip Rivers wasn't great either, so...
Right. But, so they kind of rule that out for that reason. And, you know, the Chargers, I think, has kind of been the team that's been thrown out there a lot. Obviously, the Bears have been thrown out there a lot, but they seem committed to Mitchell.
You mean they seem stuck?
I guess stuck is probably the right word. But they come up with one team that checks all the boxes. Team with cap space, a roster that's ready to compete, solid defense, good coaching staff. They play in a winnable division, the Indianapolis Colts.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting.
And suddenly you feel like, oh, man. That's if you're a Texans fan, that's a little bit scary.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're a Texans fan, you need to worry about getting your ass kicked this week and worry about next year. But you think about that team, and they're pretty close.
Yeah.
And he'd have a better offensive line than he's had in a while. There's no question. Receivers still aren't up to par. I mean, Hilton's good when he's healthy.
Yeah.
But he's also getting up there. But they've also got draft picks to go and get more receivers.
Yeah.
And they've got cap space to go and sign more receivers.
That's actually not a – it's not a ridiculous it's not a ridiculous thought. I could see that, actually.
Yeah, it kind of made sense when I got to it. I'm like, all right, yeah. And, of course, they do say, how jumping to one of the Patriots' rivals would affect Brady's legacy is unclear. It's not going to affect us. Shut up. Stop with that. These legacy people, come on. Sure affected Michael Jordan's legacy that he went and played for the Wizards. So, are you going to watch that Jeopardy thing tonight?
I kind of want to.
I kind of do, too. Although, apparently, the winner has already leaked.
Oh, no.
Because of, what they did, they didn't tell us who it was. They did a good job with it. But one of the offshore books, there were a bunch of very suspicious bets being made on one contestant.
Damn it.
They ruin everything. Remember, they ruined Game of Thrones.
When they had
Bran as the favorite to win the throne.
Yeah.
But the good news is they just said contestant X. They wouldn't tell us who it was.
Okay.
So we don't know, which is fine. As long as I don't know, that's perfect. But
still kind of pissed.
Well, I mean, it was recorded, so you knew somebody was going to leak it. And of course they do that. I mean, if you knew... Would you get on there and throw a bunch of $50 bets on some websites?
I guess.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I would.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Well, yeah, it is a lot of work. And then you probably got to get a bunch of other people to do it. And then that's what raised the suspicion when you see a whole bunch of bets on one guy.
Yeah.
So, but I'm kind of interested in it. I want to see how it goes. But it starts right when our show ends, right? I think it's
7 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 7.
Okay. I thought that was interesting. 713-780-3776. Norm and Chad kind of wrote the black coaches column on Monday. At some point, do you not feel like, and I mean, I guess Eric Bieniemy is probably the best name out there. when you're taking Patriots special teams coaches, at some point, are they not making a point here that these guys aren't really getting a chance?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
honestly, who's more qualified based on what they've done?
Eric Bieniemy, obviously.
And I admit, I'm higher on him than I am a lot, than maybe some other people are. But I love what he's done with that team.
I think there's a lot of people who are high on him. I will say this. This isn't the first time I've heard Joe Judge's name come up. Like, I've heard it. I didn't think that Joe Judge would go straight to being a head coach somewhere. But Joe Judge is one of those guys who, kind of like Nick Caserio, who has earned a reputation as a guy who's, you know, not in a spotlight job yet, but who is going to get one eventually. Now, it seems like there's a lot of risk involved in it, but, you know, everyone thinking this is the first time a special teams coach has been hired to coach a football team, it happens.
And you know how many times it's worked?
One?
Well, Harbaugh was secondary coach when he got hired.
What's the difference?
The
wide receivers coach versus a secondary coach. What's the difference?
Well, like co-wide receivers coach. He wasn't even the full wide receivers coach. Yeah, there's a big difference to me because,
in coaching a position group versus,
well, in between Harbaugh and everybody else, because what you're talking about is the same thing as saying, well, why not just draft a quarterback 199? You'll get Tom Brady. It worked one time. Because
I'm not saying that it's going to always work.
Well,
I'm
just saying it's only worked once. That's the thing. You hire offensive line coaches.
How many times does it happen, though?
A bunch. Talk about offensive line coaches. There have been a bunch of those guys hired. I think there have been Mike Singletary was a linebackers coach. How did that work out? I mean, there's a reason that these stepping stone jobs exist. And there's a reason why it's tried and true that, you know, you do your position. You get a shot at a coordinator position. You do well at the coordinator position. You get a head coaching job. And when you skip that, because the thing is, you can find out, and it doesn't mean you're going to be successful just being a great coordinator. We see that all the time, too, Bill O'Brien. But if you, and he wasn't even a great coordinator now that I think about it, but if you kind of, if you skip that, you're adding to the unknown. You're creating more doubt and more questions about what a guy can do. And, you know, I think in like Mike Vrabel's case, everybody said the guy can coach. Didn't do a great job as a defensive coordinator, let's be completely fair. But at least he got a year into that. He saw what it's like to run, you know, at least run your own. It's more than a position group because you're running an entire defense.
Yeah. So, but I do think that teams are willing now. And you know, Mike Vrabel's a great example as a guy who the one year he was at DC, he had literally the worst defense in the league. They were the 32nd ranked defense, and he still got the job. Sometimes I think guys are married to the prospect of someone doing this job, no matter what their reputation is. Some guys just interview really well. You know, I think sometimes it's about who you know. I mean, we know NFL is always a good old boy network.
It's always about who you know, more than anything, I think. And because guys who become GMs want to hire guys that they like as coaches. And coaches want to hire guys they like as coordinators. And that's all okay. And listen, I'm all for trying something different. Because you can make mistakes with guys who are coordinators just as much as you can anything else.
Of course.
But if you're going to make a mistake, I'd rather you make a mistake with a guy like Matt Rhule. And say, here's a guy who's proven at the college level he can win.
Yeah.
Plus, his teams look like NFL teams the way they play. And he knows what he's doing. I'd rather you make that mistake. And if it fails, it fails.
I will say this about the Giants. I mean, this is two coaches in a row that they've fired after only 2 years. So I would guess that at some point it may be organizational. Like there may be not that teams wouldn't be willing to take the job or that coaches wouldn't be willing to take the job, but they'd definitely be more gun shy about it. I think I think Cleveland, the Giants, the Raiders, those jobs where you've got owners who will fire you after a year or two if it doesn't work out. You do that a couple times, you get a reputation.
Well, and I would also just throw this out about the Giants. There was a lot of talk that if Dave Gettleman stuck around, there were coaches who didn't want the job.
Yeah.
And guess who stuck around? And he even came out and said, I thought I was getting fired. So, I mean, that doesn't exactly scream stability. And, you know, maybe that's the best they can do.
Yeah.
So, we shall see. I don't know. I just found it weird that that's the direction they went. And You know, and then came out and immediately said, oh, we decided this last night and let Matt Rhule know. It's like, no, you didn't.
Right.
You know, you're just saving face there, man, because there's no way you make that move, I don't think. I don't know why you make it anyway. Go ahead and go back to the drawing board. Try some more guys. I mean, maybe you find somebody you like. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
You have to admit, it is kind of funny that this judge guy would get the job over a McDaniels.
I just wonder if, you know, we talked about the early agreement thing. I wonder if McDaniels isn't already set for the Browns, if they haven't already come to that conclusion.
Yeah, maybe.
Which, you know.
Then why wouldn't they do it now? Why wouldn't it be announced yet?
You know, because they can't announce it because, well, he's out. Yeah, he is out. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't know. I'll
be honest. If I'm a team, I'm not. Well, I wouldn't be interested in Josh McDaniels anyway. But after what he pulled with the Colts,
yeah,
you think I'd want to hire him? I'm sorry.
Although he and the Browns, maybe it's a good fit.
Well, they probably deserve each other. But
that's what a dummy that guy like bails on the Colts job. A guy who takes the Colts job ends up being a better coach, and now he may end up with the Browns in a much worse position than he would have been had he been coaching the Colts.
Yeah, well,
sometimes you get too cute.
I still think he's just hanging around until Belichick retires, that he thinks it's going to happen in the next 3 years and he'll get that job. But I don't think Belichick has any interest in retiring anytime soon.
Yeah.
Maybe he's told him something and, yeah, that's all fine and dandy. But, hey, guys, Rockets, go see your Rockets. Well, they're out of town this week, but how about a guy's night out? There's nothing better than a guy's night out. So how about you do it with the Rockets against the Portland Trailblazers on January 15th at Toyota Center, presented by Budweiser. You can purchase a ticket for as low as $29, and here's what you're going to get. The choice of a beer or soda, tell you what I'm going to choose, a large hot dog, and a Rockets bottle opener. Oh, yeah, and your ticket. What a great way to spend a night out in Houston. And there's so many, you know, guys, if you're going to do a guy's night out, this is a great place to do it because there's all kinds of cool bars and places right there. You go pregame, and then you go catch the Rockets and the Blazers. Get your chance to see James Harden. Get your chance to see Russell Westbrook. January 15th at the Toyota Center. And once again, you purchase that ticket for $29. You're going to get a choice of beer or soda, large hot dog, and a Rockets bottle opener. Great way to spend your night out with your friends. Guys Night Out, January 15th. Grab your tickets today at Rockets.com.
You is a child. Where is your dad?
No one not regular. No one not regular. Ooh. No one not regular. No one not regular. Ooh.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hopefully I'll be up to speed here.
Yeah, look at you.
Aaron was kind enough to loan me his laptop, although I haven't quite figured out how it works yet, so we'll get it. Thank you, Aaron. You're a pro.
I do what I can.
Says none of my preferred networks are available.
Why do I hear Game of Thrones theme songs?
Probably my phone. Must have not turned it off. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm all over it today.
Oh, Fred. When you said you stopped drinking, have you only been doing drugs? Is that the...
Nothing. Nothing. Mm. I haven't even had any CBD the last couple of days, and that doesn't even count. So I've been doing the clean living thing for a few days. So,
all right. Well, I can't say it's agreeing with you.
No, it's not. But, oh boy, I'll get it figured out.
Or you won't.
I don't even know the problem is I don't know any of the passwords to our Gal Media stuff for the Wi-Fi.
Isn't it that laptop doesn't have the Wi-Fi already hooked up, Aaron?
It does, and it was working in here just fine.
Well, it wasn't working when it came in here, which. That's been happening a lot. I don't know why, but it kicks me off the Wi-Fi about two times a show in here.
Really?
Yeah,
it never happens to me.
So I don't know what the deal is. I think it's because I'm on the Wi-Fi that I use for Sports Map over there.
It's possible.
And the farther you get away from it, obviously.
Yeah, that's probably it.
But, oh well, I'll figure it out on the break. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Hey, I guess if you bet on Miami of Ohio last night, you were really happy.
If you bet with the points.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, for what I needed, it didn't quite work out.
I like the idea, I have to say.
I gave myself a chance. Yeah. It ended up not working out, but I knew it was a long shot anyway. And honestly, they were in that game, and there's a play at the end where I don't know if you watched any of the game. You probably didn't. I wouldn't blame you.
I did not. What did I do last night? Actually, I went to bed ridiculously early. I'm embarrassed to say.
Miami was basically, they were going in. They're at the 1 yard line. It's fourth and goal, and the snap goes under the quarterback's legs, and they fall on the ball and turn it over on downs.
It's a horrible way to lose.
Yeah.
But now I watched a little bit of the Maple Leafs Edmonton game, and then I went to sleep early. I was actually in bed at like 8:15 last night.
What a life.
So
I'm watching that. I'm watching that. The neighbor, what's it called? The Devil Next Door?
Yeah. I watched that about a couple months ago.
Yeah, I'm catching up on it now. I think I've got one episode left.
What do you think?
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I thought it was something you would like.
Because it's kind of like Making a Murderer.
A little
bit. There's a case to be made for both sides. You know, it's not quite like the Cats guy where, he's just a bad guy.
The Cats guy was obvious, yeah.
This one, it's like, man, it's... You can make a good case for both sides of the story. So there's times when I'm like, oh, they got to kill this dude. He's a freaking Nazi. They gotta kill him. And there's other times I'm like, oh, boy, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
And
like when a judge, one of the three, they have the three judge system.
Right.
In Israel, apparently, and not the jury system. When they announced the verdict and one of the three judges immediately starts crying. It seems like maybe there's the fix is in, is all I'm saying.
Well, have you watched the last one yet?
No.
Okay, so you don't know what happens. So I'll talk to you about it when it happens. But but I think as you watch it, you get the sense that he definitely was a Nazi and a bad guy. He just might not have been that Nazi.
Right.
And that's what's fascinating about it to me. And I think... I really enjoyed that, and they said the Cats one was very good. So I've been on a bunch of those lately, but that one I thought you'd like it because it does start off like, oh boy, this is clearly the guy,
right?
And then the more you listen, and the more that comes out, and then
you can make a case.
And I really that lawyer, the Israeli lawyer who defended him, I can't imagine the hatred he was getting.
Oh
back then.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think it's totally worth checking out if you're into those kind of things, which, you know, right now, I'm kind of into those.
Yep.
We have a couple of movie news things for you.
Okay.
Apparently, The Batman, which I'm not all that excited about. Although, see, I wish they'd kept Affleck as the Batman.
I thought he was a good Batman.
I really liked him.
Underrated Batman.
Instead, they've got the dude who's... the Twilight guy, but okay.
Oh, I think he's going to be such a bad Batman.
I'm not going to hold that against him yet, but it obviously could be make him a very bad Batman. But Colin Farrell as Oswald Cobblepot, a.k.a. the Penguin.
Penguin, yeah. Does that work for you?
I don't hate it.
The Penguin's he's a hideous person.
Well, that's why Danny DeVito was the perfect Penguin.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me to imagine somebody else as that.
You have to be grotesque looking. And,
yeah.
I mean, Colin Farrell's a lot of things. He's not a hideous monster of a man.
No, he's...
He's pretty handsome.
He is a handsome. Because I guess it just depends on... You know, how they... You know, makeup can make even a handsome look
Yeah, but
bad.
Then what's the point?
Well, I mean, as long as it's believable,
I guess.
But I have my doubts about.
You know who would make a good Penguin? Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like he's got the face. Like he's already built to be the Penguin. Like let that guy be the Penguin.
Of course, I always want somebody kind of fatter.
Okay.
I think John Goodman's too old now.
Yeah,
but he would have been a good one back in the day.
What about like Paul Giamatti?
That would be a perfect Penguin. That's who should be the Penguin. Because he's not quite so old now. I mean, he is old, but not that old.
What about John C. Reilly?
See, I can't see him as anything but he's so typecast character wise.
Yeah,
the Penguin would have to be like his character in
he'd have to be a cartoon, like a funny guy character. Like
Walk Hard. Yeah,
is William H. Macy too old?
Yeah, definitely, and not fat enough.
Okay. Man, I wish there was guys like.
I think you nailed it with Paul Giamatti. I think he might be the best. That would have been the guy.
Yeah, you know who? It's unfortunate that Sid Haig died. The guy that was in all the Rob Zombie movies.
Yeah.
He's really gross looking. He would have made a good Penguin too. This might be too skinny, but who knows what he's doing now. The kid that played John Connor in Terminator 2.
God, what's his name? It's on the tip of my tongue. He was also in American History X.
Edward Furlong.
Edward Furlong.
Yeah, what about him?
I think he's ballooned up nicely.
Maybe that guy's worth a look.
Well, they've already made their decision, and it's Colin Farrell. So.
No one ever listens to me.
Ooh, somebody says Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill's not, he's fat, but he's not ugly. And Jonah Hill's another guy who, depends on what day you catch him, if he's fat or not. Because sometimes he'll like get down for a roll, and he'll lose a bunch of weight. And sometimes
but he always looks chunky, even when he's lost weight.
Yeah.
It's just kind of his nature. He's like the Subway Jared guy. Even when he lost all the weight, he looked fat.
Yeah. Well, we don't know what he looks like now.
He looks like the bottom of the bunk.
Yeah, that's my guess.
He says Heath Ledger was a handsome but a great Joker. Well, yeah, Joker's different than Penguin, though.
Yeah.
You can be a handsome and be the Joker. Because, and then Jay Ray asked a good question. Why are they making another Batman?
Because they can make money from it. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, they're gonna make a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Okay, best suggestion so far. You should put Melissa McCarthy as the Penguin.
Oh, come on.
Oh, she would be great at it.
What about Patton Oswalt?
It's not bad.
Yeah, I could probably see that.
Short, chubby guy. He's nerdy about all those comic book things, so he'd be really into it.
Yeah, he looks too friendly. Like, there's something about his face that just makes him seem friendly to me.
I don't think he could really be a bad guy because he just doesn't look mean enough.
Yeah, he looks trustworthy. I don't know if he works.
Getting a lot of Kevin James suggestions. As you know,
I think he's too big.
Not a fan of Kevin James. Not to be confused with Kevin Hart ever again. But, okay. I feel more natural.
What about Louis C.K. as the Joker?
Has he been forgiven for the hashtag Me Too stuff?
I think so. I think he's back touring and stuff, so I think he's all right now. I think he's clean.
That would be interesting.
But it would be unfortunate if he made the Twilight guy watch him masturbate into a plant or something. That would be...
Maybe the Twilight guy's into that.
There's a good possibility.
Here's a good one. Josh Gad. Remember when we had him on at the Super Bowl?
Yeah. And I didn't know if I thought he was the reindeer, but he's the snowman because I haven't seen the movie, the Frozen movie.
Yeah, so, I couldn't tell you who's who in Frozen. I've seen it. I was really stoned because that was the only reason to watch it.
Yeah, that was an embarrassing interview moment for me.
And because I just watched it stoned and thought the Ice Princess was hot. That's all I remember.
That's kind of like one of the things I hate about interviews at the Super Bowl is like because I take myself I pride myself on being a good interviewer, and then. At the Super Bowl, you have zero prep time.
Right.
I mean, it's like,
basically you call up Wikipedia as soon as they bring the guy.
Somebody
over.
Walks up and they're like, "Hey, do you remember this guy from this movie? You know, he's promoting this product. He'd love to be on your show." And it's like, "Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what I'm going to talk to him about." And you kind of have to wing it.
Although every now and then, though, it's somebody. It's like that. It's like, "Oh, you're that guy. Oh, cool." And it turns into Like, in his case, I think he was going to do a Sam Kinison movie. And, so it kind of morphed into that. So it turned out okay. It's just, some of the better ones, usually the best ones, though, are TV shows that we watch as opposed even to athletes. Like, if we're really into a show and we get those guys on, those tend to go really well.
You know who I would use as a Penguin? This would work in a multifaceted way. He's not a fat guy, but he is a
Matt Rhule?
He is a guy who looks, he's not the most handsome guy.
Okay.
He also has a massive platform to help promote. What if Howard Stern was the Penguin?
You would want to cast Howard Stern in everything.
But seriously, would he not make a good Penguin?
See, I think Howard Stern would be a better Riddler.
Maybe.
I mean, I would like to see Howard Stern in a movie like that as a bad guy.
Yeah.
I just don't know if Penguin's the right fit. Penguins are short.
But Penguin's
stocky.
Penguin's face. I mean, Howard Stern's got a penguin face.
Yeah, but he'd be a better Riddler, I think.
I think the Riddler, well, yeah, maybe. But they used the tall, skinny guy for the Penguin in the Gotham show. I know you don't watch that show.
Yeah, I never watched that, so I can't comment.
But that guy did a really good job. He's actually a pretty good Penguin.
All right, I'll tell you who else does a really good job. LightStream. If you want to save some money, lower the interest rate on your credit card debt, get a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Loans anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. And you can choose your funding date about as soon as today. It's that simple. Just get on your phone and you can do it. They want to reward people who have good credit and give you a great loan experience. And that's what they do. And you can get your money as soon as today. Right now, Blitzers can get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. That's LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.
Stream your favorite shows on ESPN975.com.
It's really quite simple.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.